Today's New Testament reading is from 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I charge you, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all, the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Robert Paul from Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Roswell, New Mexico.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The time is now. Our itching ears have their own preferences. Our flesh loves to hear any words that will support our desires, our thoughts, and our deeds. But St. Paul warned Timothy, and thus he warns all pastors and laity alike. We are to support pure teaching and preaching of the gospel no matter what, because our itching ears will seek to deceive us. We accumulate as teachers whoever might tickle our fancy. If we feel that our pastors present a God who is too judgmental, we will listen to those who build up our self-image. If we feel that our pastors present a God who is too focused on doctrine, we will look for those who teach an amorphous love, as if the teachings of Christ can be separated from his love. If we feel that our pastors are too strict, we will look for those who are loose. We can't help it. Our sinful flesh loves to be itched and scratched. Repent. The faith is fought not by giving in, but by pastors preaching to reprove, rebuke, and exhort the sound teaching of the gospel. Pastors don't do this alone. Support and encouragement from lay people is necessary and crucial. Sound teaching is not preserved by sole pastor efforts. The church is given the task of shoring up the true doctrine of Christ together. This is not an easy task. There will be suffering in churches that seek to preserve the sound teaching of Christ. There will be persecution and division. But the world hates those who are in Christ. Do not give in to the allure of the world that seeks to convince your ears of compromise and keeping up with the times. These temptations are nothing but empty promises that pervert and destroy sound teaching and the faith. St. Paul is concerned about this because he saw it. He saw people who were taught the faith renounce it. This is a good warning for Timothy. It's for his benefit as a pastor, and better yet, it is a good warning for us. The task of the pastor is to preach, and together the church, pastors, and laity alike preserve this sound teaching of the gospel. This gospel is the good news of salvation in Christ Jesus. It is a message of great hope and promise. It provides the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. It is the cure and relief for every itch your ears suffer and for every temptation to compromise God's word that crosses your mind. Dear Christian, God has made you his child by baptism into Christ. You have the Holy Spirit who works within you a desire for the teachings of God, for the true things of God, the law and the gospel, sound doctrine and pure preaching. Don't neglect this great treasure. Stand firm and resist your flesh, the world, and the devil that all seek to dissuade you. Your Lord Christ has died for you, to redeem you and deliver you from all trouble and temptation. In these last days, you will surely be tempted. But remember that you are a member of Christ's body, his holy bride, the church. You have been charged with protecting the sound doctrine handed down to you in the scriptures, the God-breathed word written for your learning. Therefore, hear them. Read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that you may be filled with the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Support your pastors. Care for them as they endeavor to teach, preach, and administer the sacraments. And lastly, take heart. Christ has won the victory. The crown is yours by faith. The gates of hell will never prevail against the church, no matter how hard they try. Lord bless you and keep you in these latter days until he brings us home to his kingdom. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Paul from Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Roswell, New Mexico, for today's meditation on God's Word.